Wheels. Wheels has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via CFRC.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
My name, I know mine. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Worst Thing by Sebado off of Harmacy. Before that, Strangled Planet by 8-Hour Credo off of their discography release. Before that, Peppermint Teeth by Welcome off of Sun as Nightlight. And the first of those four songs was Mass.Sun. I guess that's Massachusetts Sun? I don't know. That's by Delilah off of their album Daycatcher, which I think was their first album. Also interesting to note that 8-Hour Credo track has an alternate version that was released. I guess it was the same guy behind both projects, but he later re-released it, re-recorded it as Daddy's Hands. Has some female vocals instead. The dude's girlfriend, whom he was with at the time. So yeah, kind of interesting that there are two variations of that song. I think I'm partial to the 8-Hour Credo version, however. And it's also somewhat more coherent than the rest of the Daddy's Hand discography, or at least what I've listened to from it. There's a lot of like very rough stuff, rough cuts out there from them. And I have not taken all the time to piece through it, but I know the guy behind it, whose name I don't know. I can't pretend I even just forgot it, because I don't think I ever really knew it in the first place, but whoever that dude was, whatever his name was, he's involved in a bunch of projects on, the West Coast, including, the emo band Breakwater, which are kind of well known in the, you know, indie emo circles, I guess. It was like circa 1995 or something. I also reuse that track by Welcome, so sorry about that for, you know, everybody in the world that's gonna notice that isn't me, which is all of like zero people. But yeah, makes me feel bad. Anyway, next song coming up is from the band Pinback, a live version of Crutch.
Let's go, we'll touch them so high. God, I know the way.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Brother, with Emily, by Helvetia, off of Gladness, 2001 to 2006. Before that, Dull World, by Yalele, off of CG Extra, so those are sort of like B-sides from Caterpillar Graveyard, or unused tracks. And then the first of those three songs was a live version of Crutch by Pinback off of Live in Donnie's Garage, which is a way more up-tempo version of Crutch off of their self-titled release. This is a Pinback CD, I've seen it called, but it's not always called that online. So yeah, that Helvetia track was sort of the seed for this hour, and I really like this sort of triplet of songs. I'm pretty happy with that, especially the more upbeat version of that Pinback track. This tiny little segment here really came together for me. Kind of makes up for that blunder I made in reusing that Welcome track, which I will add makes me feel like an even bigger bum tonight, because this is my 150th episode. So I've been doing this for like 4.5 years, and this one, number 150, which is pretty cool. Kind of puts into perspective how many weeks I've skipped out on, considering I've been doing this for 4.5 years. Nominally, this is a weekly show. So, you know, if you round down to 50 episodes per year, it should be, you know, what is that, 225 episodes by now? So I'm lagging behind. But, that's how it goes. I just suck. And it's also interesting to reflect on how the show has changed in that time. I pretty frequently reflect on, you know, the time and place of recording these things, especially on having left LU Radio in a sense, like no longer doing live shows at all, but especially not being in there in that particular setting, which is the, all alone in the station at night, which was cool. Anyway, more is coming up. Next up is Little Kid.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming. Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and to CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was This Be My Fortune by Picastro off of Exit, and before that Erode in My Mind by Little Kid off of Might As Well With All My Soul, which is an album that I downloaded probably on account of it being free on their Bandcamp, and then neglected. Came across that song tonight and is quite happy to hear it. Though happy may not be quite the right word to express my feelings for that. But anyway, on the band Picastro, this might also apply to Little Kid in a sense, but Picastro at least I find to be somewhat of a frustrating band where it's almost as if they're like very, very close to filling a particular sound that I want to have or, you know, just sort of music that I really, really like, but, you know, they kind of waver. You know, they've had a couple albums that I've used a lot on the show, a couple albums that I like quite a lot, and a song like this that I quite like, and another off of this same album that I used, I think, in the last episode. I bought this album specifically for that to use on the show, because there was a track that I liked, to like the kind of like the opening of the album. And man, I just didn't like it when I gave it a full listen. I don't know why I wasn't so discerning before I bought it, but I found that kind of frustrating. But again, it's one of these things where, you know, parts of it click with me, let's say. But I often find myself that I'm like just so close to really liking it, but there's something missing from it for me, or they change it up on the next track or whatever. And I found this with other bands, particularly Canadian bands, where maybe I'm a little bit more critical or picking things apart because I'm, you know, I need Canadian music for this show, so I'm always digging a little bit deeper for that. And it often ends up being something of a roadblock in putting together playlists. But anyway, the next band coming up is Codeine, and the song is Tom off of Desal. Can I? This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, now reaching almost the end of the 150th episode. Last song was Seaplane by Love Claire off of The Forgotten Cinema. Before that was Tom by Codeine off of Dessau. Tom also appears on, I think it's Frigid Stars by Codeine, so I don't know what the big difference is between the Dessau and the other version, or even what Dessau is. Came out in 2022, but it's got some repeats from previous releases of theirs, so I don't know what the full intention was behind that. They're probably different recordings of them, but yeah. Anyway, Tom's a nice song. And to reflect a little bit more on when I was still doing things live in at LU Radio, which is a pretty brief period of time, it's interesting to reflect on the fact that you know, I was doing these shows Monday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. at the time, totally isolated in that little house there. You know, there'd typically be someone, DJ Big D, finishing up a show right before me, and then, oh man, I forget the guy who would play after me. But there was another guy who would eventually come in, and he'd have his show at 9 p.m., and, you know, I'd bump into these people at either end of the show, but that was it. Anyway, here I am sitting at home recording this 150 episodes. One last track that's going to play out the episode. I won't be talking anymore, but this next one is Live 2 by Duster off of Live in San Francisco.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.